This next story is about medicine and misinformation. African American women are diagnosed with breast cancer just as much as white women, but there's a big difference in outcomes. Black women are 42% more likely to die from breast cancer. Researchers aren't sure why. It might have to do with access to health care or different rates of breastfeeding or maybe obesity. Seattle resident Bridget Hempstead is a breast cancer survivor and the founder of a cancer support group for African-American women in South Seattle. She started this group, Sierra Sisters, after she got diagnosed nearly 20 years ago, and she simply asked her doctor for a mammogram.
She said, "You don't need to get a mammogram because you're African-American. So come back and see me in about 10 to 15 years. So I pushed her. I said, "I want a mammogram." And I demanded to get a mammogram. And so when the mammogram did happen, it showed that I did have breast cancer. When my doctor found out, she called me back and apologized. She said, "This is what we've been taught in school, is that African-American women don't need to worry about getting a mammogram because they are not likely to get breast cancer." So, of course, today's time, statistics are showing something very different.
So I can see why you got drawn into this issue with what happened to you.
Yes.
But not everybody becomes an advocate.
They don't.
What led you to found Sierra Sisters?
So after finding out of my diagnosis, I said, I've got to find out everything I need to do and talk to everyone that I can about breast cancer in the African-American communities. And so during that time, my doctors were quite surprised on the amount of knowledge that I gained in a very short amount of time. And my attitude towards my own diagnosis of breast cancer was not one that was grim and dim. I had a very positive attitude towards it. I went home and told my breast that it had to go because you're not going to kill me. And so from there, I gathered everything that I could so that I could articulate and talk to my community about breast cancer. Because the doctor saw that the way my attitude was, they started sending women to me. They asked me, "Would you please talk to this woman? She's not doing very well with her diagnosis of breast cancer." So I started talking to women, and from there, more doctors were sending me women, and it became overwhelming to meet them one-on-one. So I started gathering them at Starbucks, and from Starbucks, we are now at the Rainier Beach Community Center, where we meet once a month.
We're talking about generalizations here, but is there any way in which an African-American woman typically deals with breast cancer, do you think, differently from anyone else?
I believe it is a little different. Some of the after effects when you're dealing with breast cancer is, okay, we're talking about our hair image. What happens when you lose your hair and you go into American Cancer Society and go look at the wigs? The wigs are not culturally sensitive. So now you can ask your doctor for a cranial prescription so that you can go to a wig store and pick out a culturally appropriate wig for you.
You know, it would be easy to think that fighting breast cancer, that would be a universal experience, and that it's not so much about race at that point. You've got other things to think about. Why is it important to have a support group specifically for women of color?
So what happened almost 20 years ago, when you looked on the TV and you opened up a newspaper, you looked in a magazine, when they talked about breast cancer, all you saw was Caucasian women. There was no women of color. There was no black women. It was something that almost seemed like, wow, if we should be such afraid of it, that we don't need to have to worry about it. It's a white person's disease. And so it was important to show our community that African-American women get it as well. And we need to be aware. We need to understand what our bodies are saying to us, what the changes that are happening, how to talk to our doctors and help them to understand that when I present with symptoms, please take them seriously.
That's Bridget Hempstead, founder of the breast cancer support group Sierra Sisters in South Seattle. They're launching a program with the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center to train other women to educate the community about breast cancer. It's called Sierra Empowerment Partners, and you can find out more at KUOW.org. Coming up on The Record, is paid family leave fair to workers who don't plan to have kids?